Hello, and welcome to the Onto Terminal podcast. You're joining us on the official second podcast for Onto Terminal. This week, we are actually doing a special edition of the podcast purely for the recent patch, which was update 53. I remember which number it was this week, which was good. I'm actually joined today by the same people as last time. We've got Keyblade.
Hey there.
And Dragonran.
Hello.
ODJ.
Hiya.
And we're also joined today by some special guests. I welcome Falcon as well.
Hello.
And we're also joined by Maeve.
Ohayou gozaimasu!
As you can probably tell, we're already having much fun recording this podcast, and I'm sure there's going to be many, many more laughs, foul-ups, and much more excitement, so do keep listening. Right, so onto the podcast itself. We're going to aim, as I said a moment ago, to talk about update 53. So I believe we're actually going to start talking about the cinematic, which we've just had. The cinematic itself, I'm sure you've all seen it. If you haven't, then bloody hell, go see it. Because it was very, very good. That's probably just an understatement. So probably you guys want to fill in your thoughts.
It was awesome.
I say in that motion.
I loved it.
I blew a load in my pants. Am I allowed to say that on the air?
Yes.
You have to invite me.
Well, he was one of the people interested in being on the podcast, so, you know.
So the cinematic was good, really.
It was a good cinematic, wasn't it? It was very well drawn, and I think it was...
all the right curves in all the right places.
Yeah.
But did anyone else think the hovercraft looked like it was going backwards?
Yeah, it did.
It was going backwards.
Yes, it was going backwards.
It was going backwards.
It flew out forwards and then it was going backwards.
All right, okay.
It didn't quite make sense.
The pilot was cracked, but we'll get to that later. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, I don't understand why. Maybe you just don't play the game anymore, but it's an excuse to get back. I'm going to summarise it for you. For some time now, Zion has been known in rumour to have been transporting goods from Zion to an unknown location. Cypherites caught onto this several months back and have been searching for it, and they've just found it. And we didn't actually know what they had found until today. Well, sort of last night-ish.
Let's say night for reference.
Yeah, we'll say night for reference. In the end, the Cypherite ship was actually destroyed, and... did any of you guys pick up what was that bigger ship, the freighter? Whose was that?
It was a freighter carrying APUs.
Yeah, it was a Zion freighter with APUs on them. Ah.
Yeah, there was like a buttload of them.
Yeah. Zion has been building what they call New Zion. Basically, it is going to be a safe haven for everyone in the original Zion, which is covered above it so that by all sorts of minerals, ores and all that, making it harder for the machines to dig down to them, so it's a lot more defended than original.
It also has a very original name, I might
add. New Zion, yes.
Could have called it Timbuktu or something, but no.
Zion. Turn of Zion.
So, because of that, machines now know, and basically, it has caused... hypothetically, the truth to break.
Not hypothetically, quite literally.
It happened.
But
the shit hit the fan.
You didn't dream it happened. Real.
Yeah, I didn't dream it, I know. So that's basically the general gist of it. Anything you guys want to fill in for me that I might have missed, got wrong, and just maybe cocked up altogether?
In the architect's room, there was like a load of characters were in them.
Yeah.
That was in game.
So that was a nice touch.
I like that.
It was iffy. It was good, but at the same time, it was kind of iffy, weird-ish, but...
it kind of contrasted against the drawings.
Yeah.
Quite weird.
Mm. Yeah. I was thinking they could have maybe photoshopped them to look a little bit like drawings or something. I don't know.
They could have drawn them.
people wouldn't even recognize them, wouldn't they? I mean, I don't know. But did anyone else agree that, like, the architect's voice was absolutely awesome?
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
I thought it was a little bit too American. Still quite good.
Yeah. The American agrees.
I thought also that when he got scared with the tunnel, there's a guy that says, "Sweet Jesus Christ," and I thought it sounded like Solid Snake, so that made me laugh.
I didn't quite pick up on that, but still.
No, I didn't see that.
I don't know, this is just a weird, random question, but wouldn't he say Sweet Neo Christ or anything like that?
Nah,
he's Cypherite.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do they still believe in Jesus in the future?
Maybe.
Good question.
I don't know.
Did everyone just seem to forget about Jesus or something?
I don't know.
It's a question for Ask the Dev. Let's put it there and leave it at that. Leave it at that.
One thing I didn't like about the in-game was it didn't really capture the community and the fact there were no naked people in the pictures.
Yeah, like, that's true. It should have been more naked people.
It wasn't very diverse.
Mm. Look at Maeve when I say this.
That's because I avoid the paparazzi very well.
So yeah, the cinematic itself, very effective, very, very, it got its point across really well. I enjoyed it, I'm sure everyone else enjoyed it immensely. So I think that's
yeah, there was like, they all noticed also the dramatic pause between when the architect like finished his sentence and Agent Gray saying, "Yes, sir." It was like a really, really long pause.
Yeah, it was as if Agent Gray was like,
about time.
Hesitating?
Hesitating. As if, yeah, just hesitating and more. That's what I thought.
Hey.
So, in terms, we've had the cinematic, fantastic. With the update.
I would just like to add, did anybody notice that the architect looks like he needed a shave? Like he's got the 9 o'clock shadow thing going, or 5 o'clock shadow.
I mean, surely if you
he
have,
just
like,
sits there all day. I mean, he's doing quite well not to grow like a Father Time beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he sits there and there's only two doors. Like, this is probably just going off on a tangent, but he's in a room with no furniture except for his chair and a bunch of TVs, and there's two doors. Where does he use the bathroom?
I reckon one door's the bathroom and one door's
no, one of them leads back to the instance and the other one goes back to the source, unless the source has like a men's room on the way there.
We didn't actually see what was in the source. It's probably just a bathroom.
Yeah, the whole source thing is a lie. Neo chooses the other door, just opens, and there's a toilet.
Yeah. You choose the hot tap. The story ends.
No. Guys, come on. Moving swiftly on. With update 53, we also get given quite a few bug fixes, and also a few changes and improvements. Now, in terms of bug fixes, what did you guys think to them?
Well, for the people who have that, the patcher's cap, I think it works out nicely for them, because now they have a lot more, they actually get to use all the buffs that come along with the headgear. Before, it was capped at 50, and most of the buffs on it now are useless, so kudos to raising the cap on the, buffs. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the radius, like, it only got extended by something like a meter or two, because it was capped, and it was utterly useless.
There was also the improvement side of the bugs. Improvement side of the bugs? The improvements to the patch as well. We've had the XP increase on contact missions as well. I thought that
was
a good touch.
Nice.
Because
yeah.
It's
yeah.
going to give
they
us
they extended it a bit in the notes, though. Kind of dragged that on a bit. Just to fill it out. To make the page longer.
They could have just like put contacts, but never mind.
Yeah, I think they were trying to fill up the page because I mean they didn't want to give too much away on the patch, really, did they?
Yeah, there's a lot of notes missing. We can't really comment entirely on it all. There's random stuff that's happening that they didn't even say about. So
I think one thing that's great is they darkened the ad for space. They add space
God
for red.
Yes,
I know that was
yes.
So awesome. That's great.
To be honest with you, I think it's the best thing next to the cinematic. Like it's the billboard. And then the cinematic. But that's just my opinion.
I think they should have just replaced the text, add space for rent, with, like,
something better?
Like, lol to everyone who's outside America, or these certain areas.
F-U, E-U.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you guys, as the only American here, I'd rather have the add space for rent than listening to a Wiener Schnitzel commercial come on about being stuck in the middle with you. Okay? I consider you guys lucky.
Really, we aren't, but we'll...
It's easy to Photoshop, at least.
With the update, there was the immense annoyance of what came along from the update. There was a lot of problems, a lot of people couldn't start the new missions, which people found really...
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Basically, the patch came up, and then it was unusable for a couple of hours afterwards, because... Everything was just...
A couple of hours, it was like...
I can't remember
how... It was more of a few, really.
Factions were hypothetically disbanded where they wasn't. There was a lot of faction bugs. Ooh, were fixed. But there was a lot of issues and people were getting quite irritated, but it was
I
all...
think the main thing was the missions. Not being able to do the crit.
Yeah.
Because you see the cinematic and you want to do your crit and find out what's happening, but you can't. Kind of left in limbo.
Yeah, everyone had absolutely no idea really what was going on, because the cinematic, although it was awesome and everything, it was lacking on information and specifics. Yeah, I mean, that's what
we all knew the title.
Yeah.
It was like, war. Truce broken. In terms of that, though, we did have the excitement just before they took the actual servers offline to sort the error, where everyone...
Oh my god, I've been meatwadded!
It was great excitement, and... If they
should do that. People should do that every time. That should be programmed into server shutdowns.
Yeah,
I don't think so. It would really take away the shine. I mean, I almost lost the joy for meatwad during the Unlimited event. I still have the joy, but if they did it every single server shutdown, I just wouldn't see the
joy. I suppose it wouldn't be quite as special.
Yeah, I was one of those people who jacked out before, so I missed it by like a minute, which was not fun.
Well, people can just watch meatwad on YouTube. It's just there, so they can kind of pretend they're in game and kind of be like.
Oh, one of the things they changed from the bugs was it a bug or was it like an update where the NPCs can now chase you inside buildings?
That's an update, yeah.
I think that's an update, yeah.
I hate that.
Sequences can now move freely both in and outdoors. Which means NPCs can attack you, yo. So you're screwed, basically.
They did it.
It means spawns, like things like Pandora's Box or like the Corruptors, I suppose.
Or event or spawns that are indoors.
Yeah, yeah. So those agents are going to be chasing you.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
I learned today that agents can chase you in lifts. The hard
elevators.
Lifts. Four people from England here and one Welshman, and they all think lifts.
Well, it's not my fault. You think wrong. It's elevator.
I just call them up and down movie boxes.
That wins.
Is that it on update then, pretty much?
Well, there's the shiny clothing.
That comes under other stuff, because that wasn't in the notes.
That's all that is done now.
You put baby oil on everything. Oh, there it is.
We've done enough on bugs, so we're going to talk about other things then.
Yeah.
We could talk about my sloping forehead.
We should really are not going to.
You have sloping forehead a little ways off.
Okay, so we're going to move on now. We're going to talk about some of the other features that kind of was rolled out with Update 53. Now, for one was the Mission Archive reward for Chapter 7, the Seraph Golden Code Eyes. Well, not eyes, but the Seraph Code.
And quote-unquote wings.
Yeah. Your opinions, guys, please.
It sucks.
Yeah, it was shit.
I think it was pretty predictable. I think everyone knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I was hardly expecting
real wings or perhaps... something great. It's just a small trinket, and I think it's quite pretty for a trinket, so...
I think it's pretty.
It's not... well, it's...
it is pretty. It's better than the golden... the green ones.
The green ones own.
Green ones are overrated.
So is the gold ones. So, they're going down. Green is going down, gold is going up. You're just a Kodai crazy guy.
Yeah, I'm digging the Kodais.
To me, it's all the same. It just makes your character look emo, so I don't even have them.
Dragon.
Come from your wrists. Red code.
What about Dragon? What do you think?
About what? The code eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, alright.
I think we've just sussed that one down to a T.
I think it would be better if, like, I'm sure I saw a post somewhere where Raybit said, like, changing the colour of stuff isn't that hard. So maybe they could take the wings off, like, that Halloween mask. It's like an agent, white, with like
code. Yeah, the agent.
Yeah, the wings. Why can't they take the wings?
And then just make it into code. That would have been a lot better.
Yeah. Also,
ooh, that would have been so
change
cool.
Change the colour or something. I don't know. It's like, it's just an idea. But, I mean, I think Seraph's code eyes or wings or whatever were crap in the first place. So, I don't know.
What about these agents, then, that keep spawning around downtown and the other
and
areas?
And everywhere else but Richland.
What I don't understand is, if the truce is broken and they're hunting people down, why are they still, like, just letting us be in Richland?
Because the noobs are there.
It's got to be there.
Technical issue rather than a truce issue.
Yeah.
I think it's just because the neighborhood's so torn down that even the agents don't go there, you know?
Yeah, but Westview is meant to be more than Richland.
Yeah, they go to Westview. They
only have Morrow Central. And you want to avoid Morrow Central at all costs. So.
Yeah, that's true.
What we don't see is in the cinematic, after the architect's done it, he's just like, oh, by the way, Agent Grey, don't bother the noobs. Leave them alone. Fine.
That's a good point.
The screen just comes quickly back on. He's like, what?
What do you want?
Leave the noobs alone. And then he does that, like, 5-second pause.
He's lonely. He's just constantly calling Grey up, and Grey's just like, oh, no way.
Grey, what you doing?
Did you watch a new Desperate Housewives episode, Grey? No.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's quite interesting what these new level 100 agents drop.
Yes.
Agent clip type in special whirly gig things.
Interesting isn't the first word that comes to mind.
No.
I mean, it's just kind of.
Indeed.
Yeah. No, I'm more interested because it doesn't make sense that they would just give them something to drop if it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, people have been looking for collectors, but no one's found anything.
No, I know that links to this new collector. Because this new guy, I think
the new guy in Uriah doesn't have anything to do with those pins. I've actually got the only thing that collector actually gives, and it's like a souvenir, key souvenir.
Which is exciting.
It's exciting. I had to go get it. I got Skyscream to come help me farm a key.
Ooh, get you. Pardon me for not being absolutely thrilled.
Now, the guy I was talking about was the one that turned up at Mara C or something.
What?
Oh, you mean Dracomet when he showed up for a little
yes.
bit?
Yeah. I meant, like, what if those five pins are to do with that?
Well, funny you should mention that. He actually mentioned three other other items.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the post so I can remember the actual names.
Yeah.
You guys carry on chatting.
Okay.
Yeah.
That popped up in the encoders stuff as well. We encode some random new things. Well, we can't encode. I say it's another leak. It's another Zen Master.
Yeah, like I said, they wouldn't have put it in, like, if it wasn't going to do anything. I mean, honestly, they haven't got the time for that. All the stuff that they do in, they can't just put
to be honest, though, would it really be too hard to make a little line of metal and call it Agent Type-In? It's not a great task, like making a System 1500, something like that, you know?
I don't know. I mean,
I think it probably will be tied into something later on.
Yeah.
And it's a neat RP item. I like it.
Just kind of like, it's one icon. If Rabbit was making this stuff and just saw that icon sitting there, it's probably made before launch, just sticks it on him just for souvenir value.
To get us all excited.
Well, yeah,
it's a
just found the post about Dracomet. He mentioned three items which I guess are going to appear at some stage in the future. Quicksilver, Overdrive, and then a code optimizer frags.
Well, bear in mind, Dracomet's
code
the
optimizer
guy
frags. Wasn't something
on
the marketplace for that?
Hmm?
Wait, no, I mean not the mug place, in the code archive.
Code, I think. No, that was something else.
Let me just find it.
There was
I think
a lot
it's
of
all,
new stuff.
Probably
that was
all
introduced.
Related, though.
Yeah,
it's
very much
the guy to do with all the data mining stuff. He's working on loads of new data mining stuff, I think. I don't
know. No, that's a data scrambler thing. What am I talking about? Code optimizer. Just don't listen to the P-Blade, he's gone crazy.
It has data in it. It's fine.
Also, something that popped up was the thing about in the mission for, was it machine mission or was it in all the missions? But where
it was like a data sentry.
That's it. It was
it
like something
in the Zion missions.
Yeah,
it's a new NPC.
They're in the machine ones
up,
too.
All over the place. Are they?
Yeah, right. It's you attack a Zion base and they attack you.
And a lot of people speculating it's to do with the storyline, but it's quite blatantly just a bug.
No, I really don't think it's to do with the storyline.
No.
No, well, it's. Yeah, I think it is, because wasn't there somebody said on the details that they used to guard the access nodes? They were far too hostile. And now
yeah,
that
but
we've
that
got
doesn't
agents
have anything to do with now, really. Surely they would have noticed.
Yeah,
Your ghost would have just said, by the way, these guys are with us.
It really does have something to do with the storyline, because, I mean, if you think about it, they now that the agents are spawning everywhere, people are wanting to tag those things really fast. And when I was talking to some of the liaisons, they were saying about, like, they were really hinting at why haven't you got your access nodes tagged and things. There was real hints like that to people to go and do
data,
them.
Data nodes, not access nodes.
Well, maybe they're related. I don't know.
I think it's
I'm making assumptions
they might be related, but I wouldn't put too much stock in it.
It's a theory in work.
Because they've popped up in all the archive missions as well. They're all in old stuff. In
really?
Place of random, like, Zion captains and stuff, so...
Okay, that's a bug.
Okay, it's a bug. Admit it. I give in.
So, what about shiny stuff? The items?
Some things are too shiny.
Some things
like
shouldn't
everything.
Be shiny. Like...
Because I hadn't used my ult for quite a while, and jacked in wearing the clothes that I had been before, and the comment I just shouted out to him was literally, "Oh my god, I look like a rubber latex condom."
Can we
it
have
was
the
random?
Name of this ult so everyone can come and gank you, or?
It's actually well known already.
La Runner. That's what I got out there.
Yes, La Runner, yes.
So kill
yeah.
him.
Some things I think are just a bit too shiny.
No, I just think some things shouldn't be shiny at all. It's basically that simple it is. Gritty coats shouldn't be shiny, like the Reynolds Dusters shouldn't be shiny, and the dress shirts shouldn't be shiny.
Yeah, I just can't remember getting my dress shirt laminated.
My dress shirt looks varnished.
I think it's quite interesting all the imaginative like excuses people have made up for why they're shiny on the forums. We've got lamination. Various sorts of oils.
Some kind of spray.
I don't have cool excuses like that. I think my shirt looks like I killed somebody and then cleaned the blood up with my shirt and then I put it on.
The thing is, when they made the clothes darker, it was bleached. Now we've got to find some sort of semi-in-character excuse. Just like, yeah, I killed someone and then wiped their blood off.
Sorry,
he
fell into a vat of glue.
And then, like, you threw glitter on it, and that's why it's shining. Because, you know, blood, I don't know if it shines, but okay.
Watch next, Renaissance. The amount of stories that will pop up why things are shining, believe me.
I think I'll just ignore it, to be honest.
But it's quite interesting how this was meant to be in the game from...
Yeah,
is
apparently
that so?
It's showing up in the render window for the devs since the beginning. And then he fixed it, so it's in-game.
It's meant to have been there all along, but only now it's gotten fixed.
No, I think there have been some screw-ups, because Rarebit made a post...
Some?
Quite
just
a lot of screw-ups. Rarebit made a post in the items and clothing feedback forum, asking for any that shouldn't be shiny. You've got to post the name and picture, and he
quite
might
a
get
few
fixed.
People want the... is it the vector shades? No... thinking
the void shows
that's
void
the
shades.
Ones
black dress shirt should not be shiny.
No, it shouldn't. Another one tiger I don't know how to pronounce it, trenches. A lot of people complain about that.
Oh yeah they look really really incredibly like not right shiny.
What's this?
The trigger trench coats.
No, they shouldn't be shiny at all.
Exactly.
And I think
I mean,
some of the shiny highlights are good, like on the glasses, but it looks a little bit like they're made of plastic.
Yeah,
so,
it's a bit
overdone.
Especially on like just the plain material stuff. Stuff that's blatantly just meant to be cloth. Did not shine.
Yeah, like the dress shirts.
So, in overall, there's some of them that should probably maybe have been left out they were. But other than that, I think it's pretty good that it's been done.
Yeah, I really like the shades. The shades are very nice now.
I think the shades shouldn't have the shiny on them. I don't think they should, but...
I don't know, the agent shades, they look weird now with this new.
Exactly, that's what I thought.
Because it's like.
I thought they
look
cool.
It's red. They look red.
Yeah.
No, they don't mind it.
The shininess has messed up some of the colors. For the dress shirt, it's all red. And a couple
other. Yeah, like I have nothing wrong with making stuff shiny because, you know, I like to stare at shiny things. It's a hobby of mine. But when you get like the clothing that looks cool and then you make it shiny, it kind of kills the whole matrixy feel. You know,
yeah,
was Neo's coat
of,
ever
like,
shiny?
Neo
laminated.
It reminds me of the MTV skit where he's got the leather jacket on. Just
and anything that isn't leather shouldn't be shiny. Except for the shades. I think the shades look awesome shiny.
Sorry to cut you guys short there. We're running out of bit. Running out a bit of time.
Right.
Running out of time. We need to just very quickly talk about the events following the cinematic and the patch.
Well, there's only really been one, hasn't there?
Well, yeah, there has been, but...
No, there's been quite a few.
There's been quite a few non-live events, and I must say, all I read and saw last night was meeting after meeting of the same conversations.
The end of the live event on Vector was just awesome. I can't get enough of that.
Which one?
the
Vector
with Niobe when it ended.
Oh, right,
where
the agent
spawned, it felt like, you know, the beginning of the Matrix Reloaded, where they all go shout get your exits and everything and everyone scatters. It was like that, but without the Neo. It was really...
Yeah, except people decided to fight them rather than scatter.
They didn't win, which was the good thing.
Yeah, but I think the agents should be a bit higher level. Because, I mean...
If you're going to spawn agents in an event, you make them 2 or 55.
Should war in general. The same war. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Well, it reignites games, I'll say that much.
Jinx!
Well, I've got
to say, though, this whole idea of, like, breaking up the truce is so great for getting the storyline going again. I mean, I haven't seen the forum so active in ages, and everyone seems to be... Some people have said, like, they've played, like...
I think the main thing about the truce breaking down is it was always kind of speculated, but then it kind of popped out of nowhere, and it's really excited them because of how unexpected it was.
Yeah.
At least for me, I'd never expected that to happen.
Yeah, I was thought, like, because as it's been going along, stuff has happened, and everyone's like, oh, the truce didn't break, and now suddenly it's like, poof, it's gone.
It's like, guess what, suckers?
Yeah.
The truce broke.
I think the greatest irony is that after 2 years of the general trying to break the truce, the moment he's gone, Zion
breaks.
Zion breaks the truce. How irony.
He'd be sitting in wherever the hell he's sitting, twiddling his brand new moustache, thinking, curses, foiled again.
Okay.
Yeah, so, there was a quite interesting event on, well, not a live event, but it was like sort of a live event on Recursion. Did people see about it in the forums?
But the Department of Energy didn't take part, they just sat back and watched.
Yeah, we had the meeting and... basically, it was like the Niobe meeting where they explained what had happened, and then suddenly Tormund, our liaison, said that there was a bunch of Zions on this bridge somewhere in the Matrix and said, basically, go and take them out without giving us reason. Afterwards, it was revealed that they were in a place which could do damage to the Matrix. But at the time, we weren't given any information, and as soon as we got there, the Megacity Department of Energy just stood around and didn't do anything. And some people don't want to just go and start killing people, but I mean, if you're part of the machines and you're given an order, you're meant to follow it, really. That's my opinion.
But I think that's an interesting thing. Everyone complains about we don't have influence on the story, but that proves if you just sit there and do nothing, what are they going to do?
I think the story will still continue on anyway.
I think the beauty of the truth breaking is that it's really blurred the line between organizations. Mm. Like last night, EPN and Zion were talking about how they're really close now, whereas
it's
many
really
machinists
everything really quickly
because all the machinists
people...
are thinking crap, what do I do now?
Yeah. A lot of people in general were just kind of like, now what? It's just, at least for me, I'm so shocked I don't know how to handle it in any sort of in character sense, because it's just kind of completely hit.
Yeah, I was quite the same. I mean, being EPN, it's kind of like I was like, at first, you know, everything that
I think that is the initial reaction
we have
with
fought
everyone.
For. It was like it was gone. You know, Neo brought the truce, and now the truce is gone, and it means absolutely nothing. But
yeah,
you know, we're moving on. So
I think it's quite interesting how on the forums, some of the Zion people were before. There was a post made about the liaison saying that yes, Zion, we did break the truce. People were trying to bend it around to. They broke it before, but it wasn't official or something, and it was sort of like, oh, okay, you know, you...
With the downtime between the patch and the criticals and the liaisons getting involved, no one really knew the whole story. All we had to do was the cinematics, so people kind of making up their own what was going on sort of thing.
Yeah.
It caused a lot of conflicts.
Yeah, that meeting actually took place, I was there on Recursion, and I was just reading it. We were like, I said WTF, and then all of a sudden, maybe an hour later, it's on the Recursion forums and it's just blown up to this huge thread. It's just the piece of text that says, Zion broke the truce. Now it's like being smeared all over the place.
I think it's really demonstrative of machine stereotypicality. Made that word up.
had noticed.
Yeah.
That they just kind of. Like that broke the truth. It's also kind of hypocritical when you think about it, because we let them get away with God knows how much, overwritten minds, demanding access to mainframes.
I find it funny how they we break the truce when we make this base that's fortified, when they have a massive armada surrounding their entire city, as we see in films. It's kind of like...
Well, but I mean, did you guys read the other part of that text after the whole, not just the part where it says Zion broke the truce, but what the truce, what the terms of the truce actually were, according to the liaison?
No, what was that?
It's always such a foggy area. No one knows.
Yeah, it is. It's a really grey area, isn't it?
It was never really written down, I guess.
It was stated here. I'll even pull it up right now. I think it was something along the lines that the truce was basically this: in exchange for the machines not wiping out Zion, Zion was allowed to release 1% of the human population in the Matrix. That was the truce. Those were the terms of the truce, basically.
That's not a truce.
Yeah, no, well, that's what I was reading there when I was there, and I'm just trying to double check and pull it up, but give me a second.
Machines just wrote that after Neo was quote-unquote dead, so he can do nothing about it.
Yeah, I think it's quite funny how, though, even though Zion, on the meeting in Vector, Niobe was saying, like, how, we have to defend ourselves from machines and stuff, and I was thinking... Yeah, but if you hadn't broke the truce, you wouldn't have to defend yourself against the machines. You know, you were in a truce. They weren't going to kill you. Kind of thing.
That's Niobe. Everyone ignores Niobe.
She has a flat head.
Yeah.
She comes to this grand
meeting. Well stated, sir.
Hear me, warriors of Zion. Everyone just ignore her. You have a flat head. Go away.
Well, Zion, we need to fight. Sorry, I don't listen to flat-headed people.
Well, I'm afraid to say, guys, we're completely out of time.
Just so you guys
round this up.
Sorry.
Do me a favour. One word. Sum up this update.
Awesome.
Win.
I blew a load of my pants.
That's
not one word.
The word in America it is!
No, I'm not going to finish that. E.
Can I do one? Has everyone done one? Or?
Yes, up to you.
Alright. Zom, what the fuck, barbecue hacks.
All one big truncated word.
Yes.
Yay, question mark.
Question?
Yay, question
mark.
Oh,
man.
Oh, man.
You want me like, yay?
Yay?
Nay.
It's a word. Anyway, thank you guys for coming along again. Cloudwolf, Maeve, it's been a pleasure to have you on board the RMC Terminal podcast. I hope you join us again sometime in the future.
Okay.
No problem.
Anytime. P-Blade, Dragon Ram, and ODJ, once again, thank you for joining us again. I'm sure we'll see you next week or whenever we do the next one.
It's cool.
Great.
Other than that, I shall catch you all soon. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I know it's been a bit gibberish and a bit of a laugh, but it's all been good fun to make, and I hope you enjoy listening to it as we did making it. For now, I'm Haverside. That's those guys, and we're out of here. So laters.
Bye.
Elevator.
Bye boy.
David Deutsch.
Elevator.
Lift.
Lift.
Up and down movie box.
'm the American, remember?
No, wait. Mexican. We've just been through this already.
Never. He's not British.
Maybe I should just start an accent so I can fit in.
Hey, you're British. Come on.
Hello, governor!
That was worse than bloody Dick Van Dyke.